Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive towards third. Ferraro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh misplays the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Melton reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards first. Mantle fields the ball and throws to Peterson covering. Safe. Bradford moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and has Bradford trapped. Peterson throws to third, and Ferraro tags Bradford for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Ferraro reaches third base with a triple. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. White reaches second base with a double. Mantle moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Mantle scores. White scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCraw. Pepitone moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to third. Tresh moves to second. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ferraro is walked intentionally. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Horland. Pepitone scores. Tresh scores. Ferraro moves to third. Peterson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Yankees. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferraro scores. Peterson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Yankees. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Clark steals third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clark scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar bunts towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pepitone. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Pepitone steals second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ferraro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive towards the mound. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Peterson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Yankees. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.